Mornings. Phone 1800 808 588 1041.
Territory FM. Well, it's coming up to about a quarter to 11. Now, there's an organisation in town that's been running now for 10 years. They're having their 10th anniversary, their 10th birthday, and it's NTRS, Northern Territory Recycling Services. And look, we've actually been along for the journey, Territory FM, since those very early days. And this company certainly led the way. And the challenges in the early days were pretty heavy. They're still a lot of challenges. But look, let's find out how they're all celebrating the birthday. And we've got Leon Shule on the line. And Leon, how are you going?
Good morning, Darryl. Great, thank you.
Now, mate, it's been a great challenge. 10 years of age now, but you're pretty well established now. But gee, some of your challenges in the early days were pretty disheartening for you.
Yeah, Darryl. Look, business in general is challenging, and the remoteness of Northern Territory and Darwin and the top end to get a lot of recycling initiatives off the ground has been challenging. But that's sort of where we come to the fold, I guess, Darryl, is challenges are our forte, and after 10 years, it's just great that things continue to grow, and we've certainly made a difference with waste management and resource recovery in the top end, and we'll continue to do so.
Absolutely, and of course you've changed, I think your approach has changed the minds of many, because there's a whole range of goods that are now accepted as by most people as being recyclable objects. It's not thrown in the tip, although there's still probably too much chucked away that can be used. But the attitude of young people now certainly is very positive when it comes to recycling.
Yeah, that's right, Darryl. A lot of teaching in schools now from a young age about recycling and the do's and don'ts. But when we first started business, there was a lot of people who just believed that everything just ended up in the tip. And it's taken a long time to sort of encourage people and train them and teach them that what we actually do collect from their businesses and their residential complexes does actually come back to our facility and gets processed. And we recycle some 10,000 tonnes of cardboard per year, Darryl. So there's a lot of material now that we keep at a landfill and send off for a reuse, and it's great to see.
That's fantastic. 10,000 tonnes of cardboard, that's a mighty big pile of cardboard. I guess some of the things though, that happened, are people meaning to do well and they muck things up. And I guess our recycling of cans and bottles, et cetera, was a good example of people with the right intention, but rather than listen to the experts, they caused a massive problem, and it still hasn't really resolved. It's still not working as well as it could be.
No, Darryl, and we've been involved with the cash container scheme for the last 3 years, and as though it's had its issues. The majority of those issues are soon to be pretty well resolved. They made some changes to the Act last year, and we're just down the last couple of months of some finalisation of some changes where the scheme should get a lot easier to administer and operate in, and the future of that scheme is looking a lot brighter, and we're looking forward to those changes coming into effect. And the goal and the outcome of that is to get more containers recovered and recycled and kept out of landfills.
I bet you're waiting, mate, because, I mean, you really did. It cost you a lot of money to start off as an early supporter and getting stuck into this, and it was to the detriment of you financially. And I just think, I guess that's part and parcel of trying to open up new avenues, but you did it and you stuck with it, and I guess it's going to work out well in the end now.
Yeah, mate, it's a big investment, and it'll take a bit more time yet for that investment to pay off. But, we're committed, we're supportive of that scheme, and, watch the space, it's going to get better.
Good stuff. Now, listen, mate, what about tyres? That always seems to be the big challenge for recyclers. What happens to tyres, and can we improve in the top end how we deal with, recycling tyres?
Yeah, I guess the challenge with any recycling, Darryl, is the majority of material that we handle is processed here to a low level for freight efficiency and then shipped somewhere else in the world to finish off that recycling process. And the challenge with tyres is there's a lot of good technology around to turn tyres into tyre crumb and different processes and applications, but you have to have a reuse for that product in that local area. And that's some of the challenges with the tyres. There is technology, and it probably would be viable, but it's just sort of having that market to use the products that come out of that tyre recycling process. Challenge. There is some tyre recycling and reuse here in the Territory, but unfortunately a lot of tyres still do end up in landfill, and it is something that the EPA and waste companies are sort of in discussion about, those sort of forward-planning options of what we can do to minimise that tyres to landfill situation.
Yeah. Good stuff, mate. Look, I'll let you go back to enjoy the birthday cake because it is a time for celebration. It's great talking to you, Leon, and for you and Carolyn, well done for the first 10 years and good luck with the next 10.
Thank you, Darryl. Can I just say a very warm thank you to all of our supporters, Territory FM in particular, just for your support over the last several years, and to all our customers, past and present, really appreciate their support. You know, we are still 100% locally owned and operated, and you know, will be for many more years to come, Darryl. So
good on you,
again,
mate.
Thanks to everybody. It's been fantastic.
Good on you, Leon. Good luck with the future.
Thanks, Darryl.
Okay, that's Leon Shull there. And, yes, I mean, NTRS have been regular supporters of us and sponsors of us as well. But what a great, you know, they've had some, as I said, some big challenges. But 10 years and full of enthusiasm still. And that's going to just keep on going. But, yeah, good group, Territory Company. And it's what they do makes life better for all of us.